the IRS conducted an internal investigation of his own. Not the IG investigation, but your own investigation. You personally knew there was a target list. You knew it said Tea Party on it. You put new processes in place, and you took personnel actions. You reassigned at least one individual back in 2012. Come on, Mr. Shulman. I mean, we help us help the taxpayers. Am I missing something?
No, the congressman really isn't missing anything. That's Congressman Elijah Cummings. He is the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he joins us now. And I want to follow up on your own question, Congressman Cummings, that you were asking Richard Shulman in reference to his oversight responsibilities from the IRS, by the way, through two administrations, beginning with President George Bush and coming into President Obama. How, Congressman, can we as taxpayers, forget the party, forget Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, we're watching this for a week and a half. How can we feel comfortable, Congressman, that the IRS is objectively looking at each American citizen and not selectively?
Well, first of all, it's good to be with you, C4. And I got to tell you, I think it would be very difficult for the American people to have the comfort level and the trust that you just asked about. Mr. Shulman, I just found him to be just upsetting to me. I mean, he just upset me because I was very disappointed. I mean, here's a guy who is the head of the IRS. An internal investigation was done by his own people.
His people, yes.
Of a major issue. Of a major issue. A little bit earlier, I think, in that questioning, you know, I mentioned to him that these were issues that the Congress was upset about and concerned about and asking questions about. And he had come to us earlier and said that there was absolutely no targeting.
Yep.
And then, but yet still, he should have known. He claims he acted like he didn't even know about the internal investigation and took no responsibility whatsoever. None. But yet still, he was the head of the organization. And I think you hit the nail on the head, and that is that we have to have proof and so that we can establish trust, but also that we can now move towards the appropriate reforms to try to make sure that this does not happen again. And, you know, there are people that right now, that are listening to us right now, who are losing sleep because they're going through audits by the IRS. They have applications that have not been processed by the IRS. They've got questionnaires from the IRS about their tax returns. And, you know, so people already feel concerned about this organization. But when things like this happen, it just causes people to then begin to ask, is this fair? Are the folks at IRS competent? And we know that 99% of the people are fair and that they are competent. And we
but they take signals, but Congressman, they take symbols and they take signals from people.
That's right.
And I guess
that's exactly right.
And I guess where I want to go, as you know, and I've written a commentary on this, the attacks that my family received from the IRS, my congressman, your predecessor, Congressman Elijah Congressman Perrin Mitchell was audited every year of his 16 years as a member of Congress. My father was sought after by the IRS. So this is personal to me when it comes to the selective application of going after people, and I'm witnessing it again.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we're gonna have to get to the bottom of this, and we will. But you said it again. You used the right words, and you're absolutely right. This must be a bipartisan effort, because I think that when we get into the politics, we veer off the course of number one, finding out exactly what the facts are, and using those facts to bring about reform and using them to purge the system of people who might be bad actors. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, I was kind of saddened that Ms. Lerner did not testify. And believe me, I want to be real clear. she has an absolute right under the Constitution to plead the Fifth, but I was hoping that she would provide us with some testimony so that we could figure out exactly how this started, and, you know, who all the players were. But she failed to do this.
Did she violate that Fifth by her opening statement?
No, not at all. We, you know, keep in mind, Oliver North did the same thing, and there were no complaints when he did it. And there are numerous examples, by the way, and even case law is very clear. And I think basically, I can't imagine Jim and Issa bringing her back before our committee, because to be frank with you, there is absolutely no reason, once she pleads the Fifth, for us to bring her back, because, you know, the only thing she'll do is plead the Fifth again, and then I think the American people will begin to wonder whether this is some type of harassment.
But these are Congressman, these are civil servants. I mean, the politics might be with Schulman to a certain extent, but you have the guy Miller, who is a civil servant. You have this Lois Lerner, who's a civil servant. You have other names being mentioned who are civil servants. So, you know, the politics, I agree with you, but at the same time, these people are doing these things unchecked.
That's right. And hopefully, C4, by this coming to the Congress, we'll be able to provide not only a check right now, but put the pieces of the puzzle together so that there are the internal checks. So one of the things that they complained about was that the law was not clear with regard to these organizations asking for tax-exempt status, and this is part of the reason why they did what they did. One of the things we got to keep in mind, too, that as the Inspector General said yesterday in answer to one of my questions, there are people who don't deserve tax-exempt status.
But why is the IRS, as a taxpayer, Congressman, I can tell you, my callers are calling in with this. Why is the IRS doing this? Why isn't the Federal Election Commission distinguishing? Why are we giving the IRS this type of responsibility?
Well, because there are certain tax advantages. For example, when people give their money, they want to know that it's tax-exempt.
No, but they shouldn't distinguish. But, Congressman, the IRS should not be in the business, for most of us, distinguishing who's political and who isn't. They should impose the tax law, but they shouldn't be in the business of saying you do 51% of your business with human resources or services and 49% with politics.
Well, they're just following the law, C4, but the original law says that you can get tax-exempt status if you exclusively did social welfare type activities, basically with no political activity. Then that was changed to say if you primarily did social welfare type activities.
Right.
And so, to be frank with you, the law, even everybody who testified before yesterday admitted that this law needs to be clarified.
I agree with you.
I'm not saying that's an excuse for what they did. But we need to make sure that we put everything in place, the guidelines for exactly who qualifies for tax exempt status, and guidelines for the approach to assuring that the taxpayers are getting exactly what they are.
Congressman Schulman, only short time. Since Schulman and Miller will not give you, members of the Congress, Democrat or Republican, the names of people that were involved with this, do we need a special prosecutor to come in so we can actually punish some of the people that were involved with this?
I really think that we're going to be able to get to what we need from our committee. We have a very strong committee. We actually have subpoena power. We can subpoena anybody, anytime, anywhere through our committee. That's the power of our committee. And I really believe we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm not there. If it comes to that, I certainly would be one of the first to call for that. But I really think we'll be able to resolve this.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.